Good afternoon, everyone. The meeting of the House Rules Committee will come to order. It is now 1:30 p.m., Friday, May 12th. We're in room 120, the Grunberg Room. Members present are Representative Eastman, Vice Chair Klayman, myself, Representative Ledoux, and Representative Stutz. Representative Chenault is excused. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. And I'd like to note that Representative Reinbold has joined us. Before we begin, I'd like to thank Lori Rowland, the House Rules Secretary, and Brian Heimberger from the Juno LIO, who will make sure we have sound and a transcript of our committee meetings. Our first and only order of business today is SB 100. Representative Klayman, do you have a motion?
I move to adopt House Committee substitute for SB 130-LS0709/U as our working document.
Hearing no objections, that is adopted as our working document. At this point, I would like to invite my Rules Committee aide, Courtney Enright, to come forward and explain the changes. Ms. Enright, please, you've already come forward and put yourself on the record, and you may begin.
Good afternoon, committee members. My name is Courtney Enright. I am staff to Representative Ledoux. The House Committee substitute for SB 100 version U that you have before you has three major changes. The first is that it allows second-class boroughs to establish an emergency service area encompassing state highway corridor and publicly owned property along it. The second, it is allows a municipality to provide a property tax exemption for a specified period rather than 5 years at a time, and broadens the criteria for property that can get a tax exemption. And finally, it changes the property tax exemption for sprinkler systems in commercial buildings from mandatory to optional.
And I'm just going to cut you off for one moment here, and I want to acknowledge that Representative Keto has joined us. That's it?
Yes, that's it.
Those are the changes. Okay. So does anybody have any questions for Ms. Enright? Well, if no questions, are there any further comments by the committee? Okay. At this point, I would like to entertain amendments. Representative Eastman, would you like to move your amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move amendment number one.
Object.
Representative Eastman, you can explain your amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, there's a concern. Currently in the bill, we are creating opportunity for municipalities to have the ability to put loans or liens on properties. And the concern was if we're giving them this ability to put those liens on the property for purposes of utilities and such, that they should not be able to do so if a property owner has not ever used a utility and has no intention of ever using utility. So what this amendment would do is it would ensure that in order for that lien to go in effect, that there's an opportunity for the property owner to simply declare, you know, I'm not using this service, I don't want to pay for it.
Thank you. Are there any further comments from anybody else on the committee regarding this amendment? Okay. Representative Klayman, do you maintain your objection?
I maintain my objection.
All right. Then let us call the roll.
Representative Stutz?
No.
Representative Keto?
No.
Representative Chenault, not present. Representative Eastman?
Yes.
Representative Reinbold?
No.
Representative Klayman?
No.
Chair Ledoux?
No.
One yay, five nay.
Thank you very much. With that, the amendment fails. At this point, I would like a motion to move the bill out of committee.
Madam Chair, I move House Committee substitute SB 130-LS0709/U out of committee with previous zero fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Well, hearing no objection, it sounds like the bill moves out of committee today. At this point, we're going to recess the Rules Committee to the call of the chair. I would note to members of the committee and the public that I intend to reconvene the House Rules Committee at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, which is Saturday, May 13th. At that point in time, we will consider the House Rules Committee substitute for SB 55. A reminder to members of the committee that amendments to SB 55 are due by 4 p.m. And with that, we stand in recess.